Okay, Fellow for Hanukkah, everybody, good morning or good afternoon, as the case may be. So we're holding here in the middle of Perikid Beis, which deals with the difference of the understanding that is it knowing about this world and the mitzvahs that makes you closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu, or is it understanding Al-Galim and so on and so forth. That's the point that he talks about, the understanding of what is it that makes a person shalem and so on. I guess it's as a good place as anywhere place to segue into Hanukkah a little bit, because it is, a lot of it is the crux of the Hanukkah in Yanim. So I want to shtol zichar nekuda that everybody talks about in a thousand different ways, but I'd like to try to understand a little bit what I think is the oimik of the pshat. Yovan is choyshech, like Chazal say, choyshech al pnei tohoim. There is no end of synonyms for bad. Bad, evil, haras, night, darkness, v'chulu. It kind of is something which we could just give a long list of things. And choyshech is choyshech. Why not boyu? Why not tohu? Why not choyshech? So, okay, choyshech is just another bad thing, and tohim is a bad thing. Four kind of synonyms of bad things. Obviously, it's not like that. The Ramchal, when he speaks in Derech Chaim about Torah, he says Torah is an oyer mamish an oyer. He stresses it a half a dozen times that he doesn't mean to be poetic, but it means it's mamish oyer. So what does that mean exactly? What does it mean it's mamish an oyer? We speak to oyer. So again, we can use the expression as being just good. So Torah is sweet, and Torah is heals, and Torah this. So Torah oyer, it's another positive thing. Is there something that we can say in terms of oyer, which specifically is the nekuda that we're talking about? So I'd like to shtelzich a little bit, maybe on another chazal. It says it's a sefri. It's brought down the Yalkut. It's soyech lahakir es misha ama vaya olam lamoyd agoda. That if you want to be makir, you should learn Agada, which is somewhat different than what the Maral says. Maral seems to be putting the stress on halacha dafka. So what exactly Chazal is saying, you want to know Rabbi Shalom, learn Agadah. So is the Agadah more than the rest of the Torah that has some sort of kuda to it? So let's go back. Let's speak a little bit about the idea of Oyer and understand it. Oyer is the first Bria in the world, which is Oyer Medosheni. It was, the Chura, when you build a building, the lights come in last. It's part of the finishing. You have a building and you have many, many elements in the building. You have lights. That's very nice. No one would imagine starting with a light first and then building a building around it. I mean, if you're building at night, you have projectors, but it's not the lighting of the building. I mean, the world had no population whatsoever. Not even animals were around until a few days later. So why start with oyer, of all the things, yehi oyer? It's a very miyuchadik day. It's a day where only Baruch Hashem is there, and that's when you have yehi oyer. Right? So oyer is something goes to the foundation of what the Bria is. So let's understand a little bit about what oyer is the most fundamental way possible. Everything in the Bria exists within itself. So a person exists and he senses his own existence. He also senses the existence of everything that is part of himself. So a person feels the clothing on his back. A person feels the chair he's sitting on, a person feels the table in front of him. So the sense of touch is mechaber, anything of mine, to my own mitzias. That's what the sense of touch is. A person who's lo aleinu blind, and for these purposes, we will use deaf as well. In other words, he's not. When you hear a sound, and you evaluate that a person is going by now, that's a type of ear. But so a person who's missing that only lives with his own world. Anything that touches the person exists. So whether it's touches on his hands or on his taste buds or in his nose even, that exists. Everything else does not exist. And his existence is limited to himself. That is the mitzvah of a person as he is. The pasuk says by Makas Choshech, Loikom Ish Tachtov, Loikomu Ish Tachtov, they didn't stand up at all, Shleishes Yamim, because of Makas Choshech. It means everything was limited to its own mitzias, to its own makom, without being able to go further than that. That is a mitzias of Choshech. Oyer allows me to be mechuber in a certain sense to something that's beyond me. I'm standing on top of a mountain and I see something miles and miles away. That chibur is less physical. It's not that I'm mitzarif to think to my makom. So anything that I'm touching, anything, so the mashal, in the yanim of tuma, negia of some sort is critical for is critical for tuma. Lehavdol in certain yanim k'tusha, the mashal being mitzarif for people for birtzah mazon, trees for peya, or how they connect to one side or not. As long as royin zeh, that's called a chibur. In other words, to be able to have a connection with things beyond me, that is koyach ria. For the koyach of touch, I don't need seichel. People who are lo aleinu in deep comas will react to some sort of physical thing, a push, a pull, injection. It takes a much, much deeper level of coma not to react to touch stimuli. Seeing, the person's eyes can be open, his brains are not processing anything, and b'meila, there's no seeing. Touch is something that is as close to our core as we can get. A person who's totally sensitive to touch is either dead or very close to thereby. Seeing is a higher darga of cognition, and it requires a darga of understanding and so on. So the koyach ha-ri'iyah is a koyach for Adam to be shayach to something beyond him. A Baal Chai, the mashal, has very good koyach ha-ri'iyah. Those Baal Chai have their koyach ha-ri'iyah. But it still deals with things that are geared to them. A Baal Chai will see things that are dangerous, will see things that are edible. It's ri'iyah is part of its, it's an extension of its physical mitzias. A person can sit back and look at trees and look at the beauty and the wonder and so on. So the koyach ha-ri'iyah is a koyach that's mechaber a person to the beyond of himself, beyond that mitzias. So when the Ramchal says, the mashal, the Torah is Ur and Ur Mamish, it means that it's something that is a chibur of a person to a world beyond. Now, let's understand a little bit the Chazal that says that if it's soich lahakim misha ama b'hoya ilam l'moira gada. The world comes to us in phase one is the entire universe. The universe after Bereshis, and for that we have a tfisa, and we have a tfisa sichlis, and it's possible for a person to look at it, research it, study it, and understand it fully. That's what science does. That's what philosophy does in a certain sense. It takes the things in our world and understands it. That's a step above Balachayim. Balachayim only see as an extension of their eating, of their running away from danger, and so on. Adam has a very different sense of it, and Adam can understand everything around the world. There is no way for a person to understand that which is beyond this world, because what's my kesher to it? By definition, I'm telling you that something is beyond this world. So how could I possibly understand it? When I tell a boy that, about something that is too immature to understand, I tell him, this is not part of your world. You're not going to understand it. A little boy doesn't understand things that are adults, adult life. So immaturity means you're not part of that world. And the Mela, you're not going to understand it. So every person has a universe that he understands. And then there's beyond the universe. The cutoff of that is Bracious. Bracious is the shirish of the world around us. And from Bracious, we could understand. What was before, we have no way of understanding. In other words, and that's part of what the Mishnah says, Malefanim. So what was before there was is a nonsense question. It's by definition can't exist as an understanding. If the Marshal, if I will ask you, can you understand things that are not logical? The answer is, by definition, no. Logical means things that my brain can understand. It's wired the way that my brain understands. If it's illogical, then it means my brain is not going to understand it. So anything that's within the Bria is shayach for me to understand. Anything that's outside of the Bria, by definition, I can't understand. I have no maga, even with seichel. We're making three daggers. The physical things that I feel and touch are part of my metzias. The inyanim in this world that are beyond my metzias, but are approachable. In other words, they're at least shayach to understanding. That's the koyach ha-re'iya. And that's why Ezu Chacham Haroyas Anoilad, the person sees beyond the Metzias now. That's Chachma. Chachma is being able to see beyond, not just living what is. And finally, there is beyond even our Chachma. So Chazal say, the Lashon Chazal is Meduyek Ad Lahafli. Mi She'omar Ve'hoya Ha'olam. The Olam itself, that Seichel Chachma Das understands. What about the Misha Amar Vayarilam, the beyond, the when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, quote unquote, was getting ready to say gracious? Is there a way to understand that? Agadis, the reason why Agadis are, why Chazal Magish Agada over here is because Agada is never meant to be understood as it is, but as a gateway for another Havana. Halacha, the word halicha, when you walk, you could walk endlessly, but every step is a discrete unit. It's, step one, step two, step three, step four, and you can be magdir. Agada comes from the Lashon Negida, flowing. When something flows, there is no specific nekuda. It keeps going. Agadata is something like Chazal say, Agada is something which is meant to be understood for that which is beyond it. It's always a metaphor. So the Havana in Agadata lies not so much in the words themselves, certainly not the words themselves many times, not even the Indian of Musa that it's teaching you, which is, it's not that it's not emes, but that it's true, but that's not the Seif Pasuk. The Seif Pasuk is the idea that it keeps flowing onwards. Similar to what the Mishnah says in Chagiga, the Mishnah says that, the Maisa Merkava, Yemegala only to somebody who's a maven me'atzmai. there's a chacham and he's made matzvaikim, rasha prakim, because it's not the pshat that there will be a havana and a nekuda that will understand. It's always, it's a series of never-ending extrapolations. Now that I understand A, so B is within A, and now I understand B, C is within B, and so on. It's always a tfisa of beyond. From what, like Chazal say, mitivan shokrevim atemakir echoiki. So Agada is a specific ha'ara in Torah, which allows you to understand beyond. You'll never be tefisit in the same way that your tefis in yanim that are there, but rather you'll be tefis in yanim that are beyond there. Similar to Marshall, when we talk about certain things that you tefis with logic, certain things you tefis with intuition, and you don't have an exact feel for it, but you have a sense of where it's going to. So in Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Goynes, the Oyer. The Bria started with the Oyer because the first thing when HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a Bria, he made the word Bria is Melashon Bra, which means outside. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a universe that can see itself outside of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or what we would call Bechira. In other words, if you look around the world, I can be Teifis myself as a Yesh. I could even go as far as to be Kofer, as Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence, and I'm the Biro. I'm me and you know nothing else. That is what Breishis was. It cut off a world that could see itself as being self-existent. To make a world like that viable, no world like that can exist, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created an Oyer that's mechaber the two olamos. And even the people who are living in this world and our perceptions are limited to this world, we can using this Oyer, see beyond ourselves. Now, seeing beyond ourselves always means the quality is different. When I touch and feel something that has one feel to itself, it feels very real. When I see something, it feels quite real. When I think of something, it feels less real. When I extrapolate in things that are beyond seichel, it feels still less real. But there is a chibur. And that chibur between those two worlds is the etzim, that's what's mekayim the bria. The fact that the bria, it's like if I want somebody to dive down under the ocean, and under the ocean is not a place where you can survive, I give him a lifeline. I give him a long hose with oxygen. So there's the ha'ara and the lamala that allows this world to mischava lamala. Now, this ha'ara starts with being misplaced in what is. By definition, every ha'ara only starts by knowing what is and extrapolating. Meivin davar mitoch davar means that I have to learn a pshat correctly in the dava that I'm being explaining in. To be able to shtol tzua halacha, this is the core of lamdas, is, the side of lamdas is, when I ask a question from A to B, many times it's because I didn't understand B correctly. And if I were to be emes to have B, that what the side is, then A wouldn't be a kasha. Instead of explaining why A is a different case, I mean, what Lamdas tries to do is understand why I learned of B wrong, I extrapolated wrong. So I definitely need to deher clearly what is. And this is the reason why Maisa Bracious is a academic of Maisa Merkava. Maisa Bracious is the first society which learns learning up correctly what is. And the Rambam, says, Maisa Bracious is what we call science, because to understand the Ribbono Shel Olam, I understand it from the Metzias around the world. Everything about the Metzias in the world, the way the planets are set up, the way the sun and the earth is set up, the way Tzimachim grow, all of it is a Yisayid Nesheresh for something deeper. Other Chachamim didn't understand like Rambam, but the whole life of Maisa Bracious is a certain deher of what is. And Maisa Merkava is a deher and what's beyond. And Torah is an oyer. What the Ramchal means is Torah is meant to be that ray of light. It starts from where we are, and it goes out of insight. So once what Taif is corrected, the first Nakuda, every Nakuda we build, we can keep building endlessly. As long as we keep looking further and further, it'll get further and further. Now, that Tfisa itself, so until Yavin came around to the world, Umas HaOlam lived with the sense of touch. Anything that's good to eat, that sits in your stomach, that sits in the other environment, that's good. And anything else doesn't exist. So of course, there are gods that are playing with you. But mitzant suras adam was big muscles, and basically that was about it. There was nothing else to Adam. Yavan went a step forward. And Yavin said, no, Adam can understand beauty, can understand philosophy, can understand science, can understand many, many things. So really, Yavin was the first world that, the first segment in history where people understood things that are beyond what a person is. And it definitely is Toiv Mitzadeh. Franz Hirsch writes a lot on Hanukkah. Hanukkah is a big thing by him, because that was kind of something which was on the fault line of where they were. And certainly a deep music is a deeper Deher in life than a person who doesn't have it, and art and all these things. But the problem lies when you're aimed on that Nekuda, and you say, this is it. So in a certain sense, it's worse. The primitive person lives without Ayin. So he's not shaykh to the world of Ayin. It's on the scale, it's on the axis of Ayin. Ayin and choyshech, l'mashal, somebody who can learn, but doesn't learn as an Am Arts, versus somebody who can learn as Tam Chacha, but somebody who lo'aleinu has a severe learning handicap. You don't say he's not arts. He's not shy after the passion of learning. If somebody is a quick runner, a slow runner, somebody like one, someone who's in a wheelchair is not a runner. Oyer and Choshev weren't shy. It was bad some Choshev. That was it. It wasn't shy. The other one discovered that there's more to the world than the Metzias aspects of the world. And therefore, they were shy after the passion. But once you take that and you cut it at a certain point, and you say, understanding the world for what it is what it's about, then you've automatically cut. You've done a much worse avalanche, because you're on the light wave and you slice it in half, and you say that understanding what is what it's about. The Zeluma Servit, which was Taira, tells me that everything in the world is a hint of something else. So whereas Aristotle's philosophy about the good in the world is that which makes the most pleasant and efficient world, and that's why it made a lot of common sense. He said, Tachlis, in what way will things function well? Just like psychology, what's the matter of psychology? To make you as satisfied and as pleased as possible for life. That's the end of it. So yes, a person is this more to a person than his stomach. Food alone is not going to do it. It's his relationship with people. It's a sense of self. It's perspective, hulu, which is definitely a step ahead of the person whose stomach is the only thing that runs it. But basically, he's saying a person is more than just his stomach. It's his awareness of self. And once I'm happy, satisfied with myself, everything is good. So the idea of a neshama, of a soul, is already, it's a step for psychology preaches a quote-unquote soul of sorts, which means the sense of self, your consciousness, but psychology says, and that's what it's about, period. Any reaching out to something beyond, like religion, God, etc., is all just part of the same system. Why do you need a God? Because you're scared, you're not confident. It's because you had a figure in your life who possessed authority and imposed it on you. The Kali Yisrael understands that everything that we have in this world is mitoich shatamakeh. Everything in this world has a mitoich to itself. And therefore, in the physical mitzvahs, they will make a person happy and satisfied, but the tachlis lies in shemitoich shatamakeh. Of the chelkei Torah, the one that is the most shaykh to it is agadata, because that's the nature of it. All of agadata is a metaphor of sorts, all of it is meant to understand and beyond, and therefore, it's. But in halach, it's the same thing. When we ask ourselves, why do I give stuff to other people? So, you know, we can phrase it in many terms that are attached to this world. The world is a better place. It already gets everybody else. What happens if you didn't meet Stucker? Your conscience is going to bother you. Your sense of humanness. All of those are answers. But the ultimate answer is, why is it that we were designed in a way that we care about other people? And the answer is because that's the Mahalach the Rishon wants in this world. Rosh Baruch is called a Rachum because Rachum is part of his Anhagis and Mahu Afata. So the ma hua fata is the ultimate earth. It's, I can see as far as I can see, I can imitate. And therefore, the shleimus haolam lies not in what he's teifus and what he has in this mitzvah. Shleimus haolam is what he extrapolates beyond. Any questions, any points, any things? Okay.
I heard once from Moshe Shapiro that the Kadosh Baruch Hu's Gilui comes in there's like a parallel between Klal Yisrael and Torah and the Olam. Also have like in your Biruchim that's Chochmos is just as very much like Teva and a person being mechabed, the obvious word shomer the Teva. How does that go together with what Rosh Yeshiva is teaching us in the Maral about Teva?
What that conclude is that you were talking about? I just not clear. Just explain it again.
The nekuda that Teva is also a gilui of the Rabbeinu Shalom.
So Teva is a gilui Rabbeinu Shalom in two ways. There's the simple gilui. Wow, look at it. How could something so complex and so whatever it is be anything that's ma'aseh adam? That's a very mechanical gilui. The deeper gilui, which goes very much with what we're saying, is the structure of the teva is melamed on what the sheresh is. And we toich kach. To say that Teva is a gilui of Elikus means when I dehear exactly how Teva Adam works, I can extrapolate and abstract that and understand the Mahalach Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah, Kadosh Baruch Hu is there's a certain, what's the right word for it? Certain tsushtel of everything in this world to Hanhagas of Kadosh Baruch Hu. So just like Hanhagas of Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing just like Hanhagas Adam is that there's a lung that takes in air and brings in something from the outside and goes out again. It's a closed system. So can there's certain Hanhagas Baruch Hu to copy the world and so on. And I need to understand it. It takes sometimes I don't. Sometimes I can understand it. But it, when you say Hanhagas Baruch Hu from Teva, we talk about two things. One is just the complexity of it and so on, which is simple. And deeper is everything in Teva, if I understand it correctly, is a muscle for someone who has a Kodesh Baruch.
So it's possible for someone to be a philosopher and to look into Teva and to come to the Rebbeinu Shalom and come to and theoretically possible and come to a
well,
a deep...
there was a Yid who did it. His name was Avraham Avinu. After that, it's difficult, you know. But it is, of course, it is. It's. I mean, but Avraham Avinu is that surah. Where from the Bria was Oymed on what a Kodesh Baruch Hu is. Kodesh Baruch Hu was a chesed, Kodesh Baruch Hu was amazing. But that you need a mind, and that's what the Rambam in the Rambam is Avraham Avinu to the Rambam stands in this very special place because he came from nowhere. He was a makir, I think, just himself, but that's extraordinary. You're muted.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Are there philosophers that do come closer to these things in the world of philosophy?
I don't know. I would have to. I mean, every philosopher talks about everything differently. Hard to know. I mean, no. We'll talk about a specific in a certain way. I don't know what to answer. It's. I mean, Eastern religions always seem to understand kochos beyond the Bria, but those kochos are natural kochos. They're not a rotzen. They're just, these are kochos, and they, our bodies, in sync with these kochos. But again, those kochos are mechanical kochos. And understanding Kodesh Baruch Hu, we understand it. I don't know. And the truth is, if you know, even in Kali Yisrael, it's very interesting. The struggle between the so-called rationalists and the Kabbalim was always in how, you know, it's a certain struggle along these lines. The rationalists want to explain it the way it is, Rashi Sham. The Kabbalim want to explain it as an extension beyond. The problem is, so... Definitely, the klipa of both of them was the klipa of the so-called of rationalists is the etzim cutting a Kodesh Baruch Hu out of the Bria. I mean, perfunctory performance of mitzvahs, but tachlis rishon is not there. The klipa of the Kabbalah is that nothing is ki'ilu an escape from this world. The pseudo Kabbalah of different sorts. Instead of understanding things with seichel first, and then understanding the mahalach behind it, so instead of saying that the reason why kids are sick with measles but they can be vaccinated, it's because there's a ticket that needs to be made in a certain place or whatever. Let me tell you, share something. Chacham Hillel lives in my building in Azadir, and. He was a very busy person all his life. He's been very, very busy. He runs a dozen ways to sit and lose his life. He's a very extraordinary person. His wife, I mean, you know, ran a family, ran her, I don't know, a dozen kids plus minus kind of a thing. And, you know, it's not easy. Their children, they had to cross one other street to get to the cheder, to the bus, to the hasar, to the cheder. His second son, Shimon, I think was his name, and he was 8 or 9 years old, crossed the street, and a car killed him. He was killed her. It's a terrible tragedy. He was sitting and he was away in New York raising money for his maestis when he got the psura. At a shiva, someone asked him, like, sort of, I guess the person, you know, Pikabola, why this happened. And he said, because parents are supposed to take care of the kids and make sure they don't run the streets and an adult is watching them, very, very strong itself. So it's not, you know, running to the BI, it's like a kid who the first thing he does when he learns the Gemara Rashi and then looks at the Shemeshkap. So that kid doesn't know, not Gemara Rashi, not the Shemeshkap. The person who stays at the pshat in the words is missing the hemshik of it. But tachlis, person needs to understand where it is. And mitoich kach, if you don't understand the Agada, you don't there's only mitoich kach. Once I understand the Agada in this world, versus the elchi, the honest person, this person is supposed to take all the mitzvahs in this world and understand that there's a beyond to it. It's, I know, all these things always seem to be either or. Like a person, okay, you know, it's not. It's you know, is a ladder the first rung or the last rung? A ladder is from the top to the bottom. It's no good if you have a rung on the top because you can't get to it. It's no good if you have a rung on the bottom because that's going anywhere. So why the Chakira? The Chakira automatically imposes, the Chakira is not a question, it's a statement that it can be either or. And I'm choylik on that statement itself. Understanding things the way they are, and then understand, it's just like the primitive Sephardim when it came to America, Eretz Yisrael, and everything was Hashem, so the car must be running by Hashem. And then the Chiloni guy from Syria showed him how you can make a car yourself, screw together a few parts, unscrew a few parts, and then Kershkoku left this world. So there was no Kershkoku. That's right, because when you try to make a Kershkoku run the cars, if you don't understand the hierarchy of going from what you see and what you feel and what you understand and the Chachm Yivan is to the Chachm Yisrael. At least understand that it's continuum. Not, okay. Good. Freilich Hanukkah. Call it off.
Can I just ask a quick question?